奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续这一堂呢，我们要看一下那个系统神学的它的功用。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue. This class, we will focus on the function of systematic theology.
我们讲过它的定义。
So we talked about its definition.
讲过它的定位。
We also talked about the position of systematic theology.
那这个系统神学它的功用是什么？
So what is the function of systematic theology?
那我们来看一节哈。
So let's turn to a verse.
希伯来书第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1:Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1。
希伯来书应该是就是一般来讲的话，就是在使徒时代后期的神的话。
Typically, people say that Hebrews was the word of God recorded after the apostolic church.
写希伯来书的人应该都是在信仰的第二代、第三代之后的。
And the author of the book of Hebrews is probably a second or third generation Christian.
如果我们看第二章就知道哈。
And if we look at the second chapter, we can see this.
他们只是听到，
They have only
听到，主耶稣告诉那些使徒，他们听后面人讲的。
They have only heard of what Lord Jesus has told all the apostles. They heard the people who came after them who told them.
所以第三节说。这个救恩呢，起先是主亲自讲的。
And that's why in chapter 2 verse 3 it says that this salvation first began to be spoken by the Lord.
当然就是接下来使徒他们又讲了。
And then it was again preached, spoken by the apostles.
这里说，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
And then the verse says, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
那听到的人也可能是使徒，也可能是听使徒的人讲的了。
So here when it says was confirmed to us by those who heard him, those who heard could either be the apostles or the people who heard the apostles.
如果你看使徒时代开始在宣道的时候，
If we look at how evangelism began at the start of the apostolic church,
讲了一段历史，
they spoke and gave a part of history.
使徒行传第二章，保罗，那彼得第一次出来宣道的时候。
In Acts chapter 2, when Peter first gave a sermon.
最后他只是想说，耶稣现在就是救主了，就是基督了，他们就相信了，接受了。
And at the end of his sermon, he just said, Jesus is the Savior, he is the Christ, and they believed.
那但是呢，他们问我们该怎么办呢？
And they asked him, what shall we do?
接下来怎么办？
So what should they do next?
要信耶稣，耶稣是救主，怎么办？
After we believe that Jesus is the Savior, is the Lord, what should we do next?
彼得跟他们讲什么？
What did Peter tell them?
其实那个就是所谓的系统神学的开始。
And that is the beginning of what is called systematic theology.
你看耶稣讲了很多。
Because Jesus said a lot of things.
彼得得到圣灵之后，应许了圣灵之后，
and after Peter received the promised Holy Spirit,
他只有讲两点。
He only said two things.
第一个
，first，
当然，如果你要说三点，你可以第一点是悔改。
Of course, you could also split it into three steps, but the first step is to repent.
好，再来第二点。
And the second point，
奉耶稣的名，就是讲洗礼啦。
And he's talked about being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That is being baptized.
第三个。
And third，
圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
这个就虽然是叙述性，但是你把它列出来，就好像，到最后就有这种条规性的。
And we see that if you list these out, you see that these become like the articles of faith.
那我们现在人最怕条规了。
Today, people of today are afraid of rules and doctrines the most.
对不对？如果你一旦条规。大家都
Whenever we talk about rules or regulations, people become very wary.
我们上一节有讲过的耶稣的吩咐、啊、
And in the last session, we talked about the commands of Jesus.
英文就不一样了 ，command 就是你不做就没命了。
And the English translation just uses the word command, which means you must do it or else you won't live.
看这 command 从谁来啊
？And where does this command come from?
你说我临死也不屈，那没有关系，你就死你的。
Maybe you'll say, I will never yield, even until death, then maybe you will die.
因为你对抗的不是人啊，人跟人是相对的，人世上人间都是相对的。
Because when you oppose, you are not opposing a fellow man. In the world, people always oppose one another.
不是，都是相对
的。Everyone are equals. Everyone are equals.
聪明的是相对的。
Even those who are wise are your equal.
有钱的是相对。
Even those who are wealthy are your equals.
高贵也是相对。
Those who are very prestigious are your equals.
人间的绝对就死啊，就绝对了。
Everything is relative in the world except for death. Everyone dies.
这是公平的。
This is fair.
所以你气到死。
So,
就没戏唱了。
If you resist and you're angry until you die, then in the end you will die.
那但是神的命令哈，吩咐其实我们之前那个上一节讲，耶稣的吩咐其实是命令。
And we see that in the verse we read this morning, when it says Jesus commands us, it's a command.
因为神是绝对的。
Because God is absolute.
你如果你有自觉，我是相对的人，你对的直接那个绝对的神的那个命令，你会顺服的。这是顺服，你只是享福了。
If we recognize that we are people who live in relativity and we recognize God who is absolute, then we will see that we are actually receiving a blessing.
我们在走人生的路哈。
In this journey of life,
如果从圣经看
from the perspective of the Bible,
分两个大层面
we see that there are two main things.
两个那个 level, 两个
two dimensions.
你看创世纪记载四个人，就是选民之后四个人。
In Genesis, we see that there are four people who are recorded.
他们每个人走每个人的路啊。
And each of them has their own path.
亚伯拉罕的路，以撒没有办法走。
The path that Abraham went on, Isaac couldn't go on.
我们回想他们四个人哈。
If we remember the four of them,
跟他们的个性是。你的路其实是你的个性来决定。
The way that you need to walk on is actually determined by the type of character or the type of person you are.
我讲的是个别的路。
And I'm talking about our individual paths in life.
那是在神的旨意之下走。
These are the paths under the will of God, the chosen people.
你看那个以撒。
If we look at Isaac,
他一生只有记载他的二十六章一章而已、啊。
In his entire life, there's just one chapter recorded about him.
这个人，你用现在的成功的那个人生来讲，这个人没有什么成就的。
If you want to measure him based on the standards of success today, you can say that he's not very successful.
因为他没有什么可以记载的嘛。
Because he has no accomplishments that can be recorded.
他要生下来是人家决定他，并且宣告了他一生没有主宰权就是了。他用句话就是他说是顺服了。
If we look at his entire life, he had no choice in the matter. Even his birth was determined by someone else, and his entire life can be summarized by the word submission or obedience.
神讲了很久，哦，要生一个小孩，生，才生出来。
And God said that he will be born for a long time, and God kept saying he will be born, and finally he was born.
啊，就是你啦，笑笑的。
And he is the one, and his name means laugh.
好，结婚的一样啊。
And even his marriage is the same, even though marriage is a very big matter.
爸爸说你在家等着我，叫那个有智慧的老婆人去，来了，就喜欢了。
But his father says, no, you wait at home. I'll send a wise old servant to go find you a wife. And he finds him a wife and he likes him.
长大了，爸爸说来，上到祭坛，我把你杀了，给你杀。
And when he was growing old, his father says, here, come on the altar. I'm going to kill you. And he says, okay.
当了爸爸要把他放上去的时候，他如果跟爸爸说，爸爸，你忍心这样把我砍掉吗？
Imagine if Abraham was about to put Isaac on the altar to kill him, and then Isaac says to Abraham, Father, are you really willing to kill me in cold blood?
会流血，会死诶。
I will bleed. I'm going to die here.
你有没有想错啊？
Are you sure you're not making a mistake?
一句话都没有讲。
But Isaac didn't say a single word.
顺服的人，你人生路在我在信仰里面呢，会舒服。
In faith, a person who is submissive will have a very comfortable life.
但是你是没有很多可以在世上可以让人来写的。
But in terms of your accomplishments in the world, there won't be many that people can record.
但是在预表学里面，它是预表基督啊，是不得了的。
But we see that in prefiguration, he prefigures Christ, which is very incredible.
那雅各这双腿才厉害。
And Jacob, on the other hand,
你看他的故事从创世纪25章写到50章啊。
We see the story of Jacob was recorded all the way from Genesis 25 to the very end.
故事可多了。
He had so many stories.
上山下乡。
He had ups and downs. He did everything.
好像他好像打遍天下无敌手。
It's like he has finally conquered the whole world. He got everything.
但是最后他还是回到神的身边来。
But at the very end, he still returned to God.
这个是什么？每个人走每个人路的。
And we see that everyone has their own individual paths.
从出埃及之后
After the Exodus from Egypt,
是共同一条路
They all had one common path.
无论你是摩西
Whether you are Moses,
你是亚伦
Or you're Aaron,
你是在当时后来就没有记载个别的人很多了
And during that time, they didn't record individual people a lot.
出埃及之后
After they came out of Egypt,
除非有特别神灵降他身上，很会做巧匠的那个比撒列哈，神的灵说我神的灵降在他身上，他做会幕那个叫比撒列，有没有？
Except for the people who the Spirit of God came upon, like the worker, the artisan who was very skilled, because of God, so his name was recorded.
其实基督徒的旷野路。就是你的信仰路，其实我们是同一条路的。
But the wilderness path for the Christian, that is our journey of faith, is actually the same for everyone.
信仰路没有第二条路。
There is no second path of faith.
旷野路只有一条路。
There is only one way in the wilderness.
就是那个约柜带着走的云柱火柱带着这条路，无论你是。少接的，或是你是总统，如果是要走这条路，都是同一条路了，没有两条路的。
It is the same path that is led by the Ark of the Covenant and the pillar of cloud and fire. Whether you're a person who sweeps the streets or you're the president, everyone walks on the same way.
这是都吃一样的东西。
And they all ate the same food.
没有说有人吃山珍，还会有人只是素菜白水没有，都吃一样的。
We see that it wasn't that some people got to eat seafood and all the good meats, and another person only got to eat vegetarian, but everyone ate the same thing, manna.
还有磐石的水。
And they drank from the water from the rock.
保罗所讲的就是灵食，属灵的食物，还有灵粮就是属灵的灵食跟灵水。
And what Paul refers to is that they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink.
也就是说，圣经的道理，还有那个圣灵，以我们现在讲应许的圣灵。
And what he is referring to is the teachings of the Bible and from what we understand now, the promised Holy Spirit.
没有两样的。
There is no second way.
完全一样啊！你绝对不会说，因为你哇，我很特别那个。聪明特别有地位，你就走另一条路，绝对没有。你如果你走偏了这条路，绝对是错路，因为旷野路我们共同只有一条路。
It is exactly the same way. It won't be that because you're especially smart or especially special that you will find another way. But the way of salvation is just one way. There is one common way.
神带的旷野路只有一条路，选民的路只有一条。
The way in the wilderness that God led, the way of the chosen people, is just one.
那每个人人生路是不一样的。
Even though everyone has their individual paths in life.
有没有一个人跟你完全一样路？
Because is there another person who has exactly the same life as you? No, there is only one.
就是夫妻，你起来，你从开始上厕所到晚上睡觉一条路吗？开玩笑。
Even for husband and wife, the moment you wake up, you won't say both of you are living exactly the same life because will you both go to the bathroom at the same time, both go to work at the same time? I don't believe it.
好，希伯来书第六章。
So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
这里告诉我们，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端。
Here it says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ.
那竭力进到完全的地步。
And let us go on to perfection.
那在希伯来书，我们知道希伯来就是从大河那边过来的。
And in the book of Hebrews, we know that the term Hebrews means coming from across the river.
在信仰上面也一样，这是一个长进的一个转捩。
And it is the same that applies in our faith. This is a turning point in our faith.
也就是那个从婴孩现在变成长大成人。
And that is from going from infants, now we grow up to be grown people.
那当然在希伯来书它是用一个例子来讲的。
And in Hebrews, the author uses an example.
你看他在第五章的时候。
So if you look at chapter 5,
你看第十一节
，starting from verse 11，
论到麦基洗德
，and he says according to the order of Melchizedek，
要论一个东西了
，so he has to apply the example to something。
哎，这个好像是系统神学的一点了。如果我们把它用这样来比喻的话
，if we want to use this as an example， this is a point from systematic theology of what he's using。
因为系统神学要论什么论什么嘛，圣灵论什么安息日论，对不对？洗礼论都是论，你一看到论，哇，又是论了。
In the systematic theology, you see the study of something, the doctrine of something is a study of the Holy Spirit, study of Sabbath. It's all different studies and doctrines.
那希伯来书作者说要论这个呢？ And, 啊，我们有好多话要讲啊。
So the author of Hebrews says, if according to the order of Melchizedek, according to this, then we have a lot of things to talk about.
但是难以解明哦。并且难以解明，也是不容易解了。
But then the author says, but it is hard to explain.
一方面不容易解，二方面那是因为你们也听不进去啊。
And on one hand, it's because it is hard to explain. On another hand, it's because you don't want to listen.
十二节啊。
Verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫不应该当师傅了，应该学那么久，应该是可以出师了，但是还是上小学。
And he says, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You learned so much, so by now, you should be independent, but you're still as if you're elementary school students.
还要吃奶啊。
You still need milk.
不吃奶会死啊。
If you don't have milk, you'll die.
这是婴孩啊。
That means you're still a baby.
婴孩若吃，你到了两年之后还在吃奶就不行了。
If a baby...
半年之后，一年应该要副食品了，不然不行，营养不够啊。
If a baby continues to only drink milk even when it's 2 years old, then something is wrong. Because normally after a year or a year and a half, it should start eating solid food.
刚生下来你给他吃烤鸭，我看就我可能吃不下去啊。
If a baby was just born and you try to feed it some roast duck, it probably won't eat any.
刚生下来吃奶是最好。
After a baby is first born, milk is the best.
你不要一直想说你吃奶最好，那时候是婴孩。你已经五年了、十年了、二十年，你还说吃奶最好。
But,
喝一点是好，但是整天只是喝奶就不好了。
But we shouldn't think drinking milk is the best, because if we think that, and we've been believers for 5 or more years,then that means we're still babies, and we shouldn't continue to only drink milk. Maybe a little is okay, but we can't rely on it.
所以第十四节,
So in verse 14,
长大成人才能够吃干粮。
It says, solid food belongs to those who are of full age.
那现在呢，是要他们的心窍，他们的心窍要习练的通达，就可以分辨好歹了。
And the author says, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised, so then they can discern both good and evil.
这里出现一个字，以前我们在圣经里面就是在讲道不会注重的。
In this verse, it uses a term that in the past we don't really place an emphasis on in sermons.
我讲以前，我不是讲我们现在真耶稣教，我是说在圣经之前呢。
And I'm not talking about
就是讲圣经那个时候。
I'm not talking about right now in Jesus Church, but I'm talking about in the past in the Bible.
一开始接触到神的时候。
When people first came into contact with God.
用你的灵，用你的心，用在灵里面，在真理里面。
We must come to God in spirit, in our heart, in truth.
但是这里没有谈到灵。
But we see in verse 14, it doesn't say in spirit.
他谈到什么？
What does it say?
他们的中文是翻心窍。
In Chinese, it says they use a term that they become enlightened or they come to understanding.
心窍不是 enlightened.
They,
英文是什么？
By reason.
Reason.
So the English translation just says by reason.
系统神学需要 reason.
When we talk about systematic theology, we need to use reason.
这是吃干粮的另外一个阶段。
This is another stage of eating solid food.
我们讲到很少人讲 reason 的。你说这个 reason 这个是人的智慧啊什么我们是用负面来讲，其实 reason 是神赐的。
When we give sermons, oftentimes we don't hear about using reason because we talk about using the spirit. And sometimes reason is mentioned in a negative connotation, but reason is given by God.
但是不要误会，有些人说我是科学家，我是讲那个，我很 reason，他说谎，他根本就不懂什么叫 reason。我是实在讲的，有些科学家，我是科学家，很 reasonable，实在是有够笨。
But we shouldn't misunderstand the word reason here. Some scientists may say, I'm a scientist, I am full of reason, and you're all wrong. But that's the wrong type of reason.
那我们讲的，我们来反对 reason 是那种 reason?
So when we oppose reason, we're talking about that type of reason.
那是假的。
That is a false type of reason.
一种动物看人低，一种动物的眼睛看人低啊。
We often know there's a saying where there's a type of animal that despises man.
有一种人说没有神。
And in the same way, there's a type of person who will also say there is no God.
那种是谁？
And what type of person would that be?
就是那些假 reason 的那些科学家啦，或是那个很有成就的那个 学问家。他说没有神，圣经说他们是谁？愚妄人啊。
They would be these scientists or scholarly people who have false reason, who claim that there is no God.
我们是用神的方面来讲的，我们哈。
And this is we're talking about things from God's point of view.
当然讲这种话的人，有人实在是我们看到他实在厉害啊。
But of course, when we say these, when we see people who say these things, usually they're very accomplished.
这个时代或者上个时代，那个人家讲最伟大的物理学家，他说没有神啊。
When we look at probably the greatest, the most well-renowned, the greatest physicists today, or from the last century, they would say there is no God.
你们知道我讲谁吗？
Do you know who I'm referring to?
我偶尔会听他的演讲。
And sometimes I would listen to the speeches he gives.
我替他难过。
But I'm very sorrowful for him.
你们知道他有做预言吗？对不对？
Because he even made a prophecy.
他预言有哪项成就了？
But which of his prophecies are fulfilled?
他预言的时候已经过了，他说人类要住到月球去，有没有？你们有没有看到？
do you remember?
没有啊，他撒谎。但是因为他太伟大了，没有人敢讲他就是。
Do you remember when he prophesied that by a certain point, man will colonize the moon? But that point of time already passed, and no, because he's so great, nobody dares to just tell him, "No, you were wrong."
但是以信仰来讲，我们不要被他骗了。
But from a perspective of faith, we cannot be deceived.
人都是绝那相对的。
Because when we look at people, we are all relative.
他怎么那么好胆呢？我想说胆子太大了，跟神 challenge。
And I keep thinking, how does he have this courage, and how is he so brave that he dare challenge God?
圣经里面只有说什么？
But what does the Bible say?
愚妄人心中说没有神。
The Bible says, only the foolish say there is no God in their hearts.
那个这里我们看希伯来书哈。
So let's look at Hebrews.
跟我们一样。
It's the same for us.
我们在领到恩典之后，
After we received grace,
享受神的爱，
and we enjoy the love of God,
在爱的团体长大，
and we grow up in the body of love.
接下来呢？
And then, what shall we do next?
不只是心灵了哈，
Not only in spirit,
要进到另外一个，就是这个心窍。
We must also enter into this next stage where we.By reason of use.
这是心窍要习练的通达。
Here the author says, by reason of use have their senses exercised.
这是一个训练哦。
So this is a type of training or exercise we must go through.
你这个心窍训练通达之后，你才能够分辨好歹。
Only when by reason of use we have our senses exercised will we be able to discern both good and evil.
你看刚开始领受真理的时候，道理说很高兴啊。
If we look at ourselves, when we first received the truth in the beginning, we're very happy.
那时候是你的心、你的性、你的意全身投入了。
During that time, our entire heart, our soul, our mind are invested in this.
如果没有异端
，and if no wrong doctrines or false doctrines come in.
这个是很好的哦。
This is very good.
这是最棒的。
And this is actually the best.
但是呢，信仰要长进。
But our faith has to grow.
在你看使徒后来哈，一直在重复的是什么？因为一些假基督，那个假福音啊，保罗所讲的哈，出来了。从哪里出来？不是外面攻击啊，是里面发酵。
If we look at what all the apostles and all the letters in the New Testament are about, later on in the church, they keep talking about false Christs and false teachings and false gospels, and all of them don't come from outside the church, but from within the church.
这时候很重要就是什么?
And during this time, there is one thing that's very important.
就是要对这个真理有一个系统性的真理，是用什么?要这个心窍。
And that one thing is that we have to be able to systematically organize what we know about the truth. And in order to do so, we need to use reason.
耶稣讲道理那么多。
Because Jesus gave so many teachings.
你要把它整理出来。
We have to organize them.
那我们来看那个路加福音。
So let's look at the Gospel of Luke.
第24章44节。
Chapter 24, verse 44.
44节。
Verse 44.
耶稣跟他们讲了三年。
Jesus has spoke to them for 3 years.
里面的内容就是摩西的律法、先知的书和那个什么诗篇所记的。
And the things that he said to them were the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me.
这就是以我们现在所讲的旧约的话，就是三分法。
And this is how today we divide the Old Testament into these three.
这是一个那个 genre。
The three genres of the Old Testament.
好，那我们看那个耶稣讲完这个之后。
And then after Jesus said this,
我们看45节。
Let's look at verse 45.
你念一下。
Verse 45, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
这个时候一个关键，耶稣要开他们的中，英文把它换成什么？
Open their understanding.
Understanding 其实跟那个 reason 是一样的字，叫 nous 哈。如果以西奥来讲的话，是同一个字的。要开啊，这个心窍要开。
We see the key here is that Jesus opened their understanding, and if you look in the original Greek text, the word for understanding is the same word for reason that was in Hebrews.
谁来开?
And who opened their
耶稣来开?
Understanding? It is Jesus who opened it.
你不开这个 reason 的话, 没有办法理解的。
If Jesus doesn't open your reason, then you cannot understand.
圣经讲的 reason 跟科学家讲的 reason 是不一样的。科学家有的科学家是如果符合圣经的，他那个科学家是真的有神的 reason。有些科学家是愚妄人的，虽然他无论他再怎么伟大，科学家他们是愚妄。愚妄不是说没有知识哦，可能知识很多，但是是愚，就是对神来讲笨、妄、狂妄。
And we see the reason，
他们就没有 reason 了。
The reason，
他们 reason 不是圣经的 reason。
The reason in the Bible is different from the reason we see often used by scientists. If certain scientists have reason that is in aligned with the Bible, then that is true reason. But a lot of times the reason that the scientists have, no matter how wise and knowledgeable they are, in God's eyes, they are foolish.
因为敬畏神是智慧的开端，是知识的开端啊。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom.
你连这个都没有，你说你是五个博士的什么科学家，那是笑死人啊，他是笨到底啊。
If you don't even have this, then even if you say you have five PhDs in different fields, in God's eyes, you are still very foolish.
所以那个我们现在要做的哈。
So what we must do now?
就是进入到系统神学。
We have to enter into systematic theology.
就是系统性的对圣经的一个整理。
And that means systematically we want to organize and understand the Bible.
第一点，我们需要的就是我们也求神开我们的心窍。
And the first thing that we need to do is we need to pray to God and ask Him to open our reason, our understanding.
只能祈求。
We can only ask God to do this.
我们一起祷告。
So let us pray together.
吃中餐。
And break for lunch.